Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, all listeners today on Blog Talk Radio. This is I, Minister Vine Dumas, and I come to you with cheer in my heart and thanksgiving. And we just want to say thank you, Jesus, just for the opportunity to be together today, just to praise his name, to lift up his word. And we just give him honor and glory. So how are you doing this morning? How is your day started out? Any challenges today? If you're alive, I'm sure you've had some, huh? And if not, just keep on living throughout the day. Your challenge will come too. But the most important part is, if you don't know, and for those of us who experience it daily, thank you, Jesus, that we don't have to go through these challenges alone. Thank you, Lord, that we have a powerful God. We have a big God. A God that's too big to get over, too big for you to go under. He's deep. Your situation, you say, may be deep. He's a deep God. It's too wide that you can't, the troubles can't get around him. Nothing goes on today that he does not see. Hallelujah. Isn't that a God that you want? Hallelujah. That's the God that we serve. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. And we thank you, God, for just being with us and being in our presence. We only have a short time today, so we're going to go straight to it. Let's go ahead and take a look at some that we're going to be looking at today. If we can just take a look at do our scripture. And it's going to be coming from the book of Matthew and the New Testament. The book of Matthew, New Testament, is going to be the 18:18. Again, Matthew 18:18. Matthew is the first book of the New Testament. And it reads, NIV version, I tell you the truth, whatever you bind on earth will be bound in heaven. And whatever you loose on earth will be loosed in heaven. Hallelujah. I'm feeling someone needing this word. Again, I tell you that if two of you on earth agree, that's me and you, agree about anything you ask for, it will be done for you by my Father in heaven. For where two or three come together in my name, he said, there I am with them. Hallelujah. We come together today in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Jesus, for your peace and your power. Thank you for your mercies that are new every day. Thank you for every individual, dear Father, household that's represented here today. We thank you for their lives. Thank you for their finances. Thank you for their jobs. Thank you for their spouse. Thank you for their families, their kids and grandkids. We thank you, Jesus, for the decisions that they are going to make today. May they be blessed by you. May they be brought to you first to bless them before we go out and make those decisions, little or big, regardless. God, bless our schools. Bless our country. Bless our country, Jesus. Bless our country. Bless our leaders and our president and his family. Bless us, dear Father, that are against one another. May we come to a unified whole, even the Christians, dear Father, that are against each other and backbiting and being stumbling blocks for other Christians, dear Father. Oh, dear Father, I ask you to open your hand and just receive them into your heart. If they could ever get a true touch of your spirit, dear Father, things would change in their lives. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, we ask you to bless this ministry. Bless all the listeners that is however they're listening in archives or in the chat room. God, I ask you to bless each and every one. Bless my family and all families represented here today. In the mighty name of Yeshua, who's able to do all things, we ask for sweet peace and comfort and safety in your mighty arms. In the name of Jesus, amen. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Somebody needs to bind up some things here on earth. somebody's fighting something right now, and you're fighting on your own, but you need to turn it over and say, you know what? Not only am I declaring that this is over, but I tell you the truth is right now, this day, I'm going to get together with someone. I'm going to either call in on the line, 646-652-4916, you know the number. I'm going to get with somebody. I'm going to get with Evangelist Vaughn, or I'm going to find someone that God leads me to. And we're going to agree about this thing. And we're going to bind it up here on earth. And I believe every word of the Lord. And it tells me that if we bind this thing, you know, if you bind something, you kind of wrap something around it. You get wrapped around it. You continue this thing. This is like a circle that you get around that situation, and you pray about it day, and you pray about it noon. You pray about it night, and you continue. You wake up in the middle of the night in prayer. You look for things that's going to help you through this. Hallelujah. And when you bind this thing on earth, and then you believe in your heart that the word says that if you bind it here, come on now, if you bind it here on earth, then it would be bound in heaven. That means that it is someone, many ones, working on your behalf in heaven. Whatever you stand forth and say, you speak it and bind it here. Hallelujah. The heavens, all the angels in heaven get together and they're bounding it in heaven. That same situation. See, you are not alone. You are not alone. Tell yourself, I am not alone. Because the enemy spends so much time trying to tell you that you are alone. You're in this by yourself. No one else can help you. No one else can understand. People are going to look down on you. They're going to think that there's something about you. You're different from anybody else. No one else has ever experienced this. But what you do not know is that the same lie he's telling you, he's telling millions around the world at the same time. See, the same lie, just different faces. The same lie, just different faces. But we have a God, a big God. We sing about him. We say our prayers over our food to him. But in times of troubles, those big things, that alcohol, those drugs now that you're sneaking and doing, that you feel no one else is seeing you do, that adulterous life that you're living right now, you're sitting on the front pew but living an adulterous life, that fornication that you're doing right now, all the hell that you're raising right now, those things for some reason, we choose to stay on the enemy's side and believe him that this is my secret. This is my business. There's no one else should know this. This is my business. And we even keep it away from the one who knows all, the one who created you. From the potter himself, the only one who's able to save you, the only one who's able to give you the directions to come through that valley of shadow of death and come out shining like pure gold. But because the enemy's job is to kill, steal, and destroy, we sing that we're going to put the devil under our feet. And then we stand on our feet and take his word and we put it in our mouth. We take his word and we even put it in our heart. We take his word and we even try to pass it off to other Christians. The word of the enemy standing against you. The word of the enemy standing against you. Hallelujah. God blessings, God blessings. God is a God of understanding. God is a God of peace. God is an all-knowing God. You're not hiding it from God. Sometimes you get embarrassed about situations here that humans may know. But you know, you've got to be able to trust God with any and everything, all things. All things. Then if you believe it, remember the word from the beginning to the end. If you believe one word in this Bible, oh, sisters and brothers, don't trick yourself. Don't fool yourself to thinking that you're believing it all if you're not living it all. To live it all, you got to believe it all. And in order for you to believe it all, your life will start to change and you'll start to live it all, each and every word of it. Hallelujah. We all fall short. That's why it's a continuing thing. We have to continue to stay in the word. What we just read today, tomorrow when you look at it, you may see a totally different thing in it. God may show you something different. Put you in another spiritual zone. Because we are members of one body. And if we're Christians, we pray to one God. Yet we may be in different spiritual zones. What I'm saying to you is your problem today may not be my problem. Tomorrow you may conquer that and see another one. Have you ever given much thought to time zones? Thousands of people might be reading this, the same book or the same scripture in the Bible. As a matter of fact, right now, thousands of people might be listening to me at this exact same time. Yet they may be on different time zones. One may be in California. Another one may be on the East Coast. We may have someone else on the Pacific Coast. But all listening to this message right now at the same time. Time zones. Same time, different time zone. See, I want to get spiritual for a moment. Did you know that there's a similar thing that happens in the spirit? According to the Bible, all Christians are members of one body. We're part of the body of Christ. We're members of one church. We pray to one God. We live by one Bible. Let me say that one more time, because I feel someone saying that we're members of one church. We're all members of one church. Hallelujah. That's a breakthrough. That's a blessing. Hallelujah. We're not going to be in heaven going over here, well, this was Church of Christ, and this is da-da-da, and this is Baptist, and this is Pentecost, and this is Methodist, and this is Latter-day Saints. But we're all members of one body of Christ. So we're members of one church. We should pray to one God. We live by one Bible. We may even be standing side by side, singing the same hymn, yet be in different spiritual zones. Hallelujah. Be in different spiritual zones. That's the reason the blessings of God fall all over one Christian while trouble seems to follow another. So the question is, what spiritual zone are you living in right now? We're just dealing with right now, right now. You may say, Chaplain, I've never heard of a spiritual zone before. Someone may say, are you sure that's in the Bible? Yeah, I'm sure. Let's take a look at it real quick. Let's go to Hebrews 11 and 6. Hebrews New Testament. Hebrews 11 and 6. Hebrews 11 and 6 reads, "And without faith it is impossible to please God, because anyone who comes to him must believe that he exists, and that he rewards those who earnestly seek him." Another word for earnestly is diligently. But without faith, it is impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. See, according to this verse, we can't please God unless we're in faith. That means everything we do that stems from faith pleases God. Everything that we do that starts with faith, it pleases God. But if we make one move away from faith, we stepped over an invisible line, much like that of a time zone. It means we stepped out of the faith zone. Now, you might say, if we're out of faith, what zone are we in then? We step out of the faith zone, then what zone are we in? Well, that depends on what motive prompted your step. Hear me from the Spirit. So your mind might have interpreted your heart and caused you to step over into a doubt zone. You ever been in a doubt zone? Yeah. The doubt zone. We've been there. See, travel in the doubt long enough, and you end up in the unbelief zone. So remember that each zone is leading you somewhere, taking you someplace. You may have set yourself up as the judge and stepped over into the zone of criticism. You also may have stepped over into the zone of being on the offense of everything that is said to you. Think of the faith zone as like a demilitarized zone. It's the only safe place to live. That's why Satan works double time to get you out of faith and over into his territory, to get you out of faith until you know, sister, look how long it's been, to get you out of faith and say, no, don't believe that you're going to succeed in this job. Don't believe and have faith that because you're single today, that your mate is not on his way. But if he can block all of that and get you into his territory, oh, and trust me, if you stumbled into the offense, then you're in the enemy's territory. No one can reach you. You're offensive about everything. You get defense. You're everything about you. You criticize yourself. You're no good. You're the one who makes the mistakes. You're the dummy. You call yourself names. When people look at you wrong, it used to say, why are they looking at me strange? Now, when people look at you, they could be admiring the outfit you have on. They could be just looking at you why you're looking so sad. That may be why they're getting your attention, why you're getting their attention. They're wondering what in the world could be so horrible. What has happened in his life? Why is he looking so sad? But now when they look at you, you agree with them. You're starting to think what the enemy has told you that they're thinking, which we just established, is probably not the truth. But you start to think, you know what, they're right. They're looking at me like I'm nothing, and they're right, I'm nothing. They're looking at me like I don't even deserve to walk in their presence. And you start to believe I'm right. A nice-looking person passes by you, and you get all intimidated. They're looking at me like I'm ugly, and they're right. They're looking at me like I'm fat, and they're right. They're looking at me like I'm too skinny, and they're right. What zone are you in? Can you just at least identify that you're out of the spiritual zone, that you're stepped into another zone? By the time you get to the point that you're that down on yourself, God forbid how you are to others. Because you start to feel miserable yourself, so you're not happy when others are happy. You're not happy when you're in a room of joy. Some of the key qualifying principles, you'll find yourself, you're always on the move. You can't sit in a room of people that is all happy, all joy. You can't sit there. You're fidgeting. You're up. You're running back and forth out the door, to your car, to the bathroom, anywhere. You're back and forth. You're fidgeting. You can't get comfortable because you're looking for misery. You have no faith. You don't want to be built up. The enemy has told you that, no, you need to be torn down. And he's been weighing on you for so long that you believe it. You think you're a worse person now. You think in order for you to get any satisfaction, in order for you to maintain and make it through a day, you got to drown yourself. That means your spirit, you're pouring liquor on it. It's just pouring, it's like you're just baptizing yourself every day to hell with alcohol, with the adultery. You have to have that person to tell you every day, stroke your ego, tell you you're this, you're good, you're this, you're beautiful. Hallelujah. But like David, we have to sometimes encourage ourselves in the Word, in the Word, in the Word. Hallelujah. See, the Word lifts you up. It gives you power. It gives you strength to go on. It builds your faith. Alcohol tears you down. Marijuana tears you down, keeps you in a stump that you can't move, in a procrastination state. It takes you into a zone after zone after zone, and by the time you wake up, you're so many zones behind, you don't even recognize yourself. You don't know what you're supposed to be like sober. You don't even recognize who your spirit is when you're not drunk. You don't even recognize you're drunk. Do you know how many alcoholics don't realize that they're alcoholics? Do you know how many thieves don't realize that they're actually thieves? They just think, I just took something. How many liars just think, I just told a lie, a little white lie, I'm not a liar? Hallelujah. Self-examination time. Self-examination time. Daily. Hallelujah. See, there's a good reason why the Bible warns us to put on our armor. It's a good reason. God tells us things for reasons. He tells us to use our weapons. Because we are engaged in war. Uh-oh, did you think just the ones that are over in Iraq and foreign countries that we hear about and see daily on TV are in war? My sister, my brother, he said, arm yourself daily. You are in war. When you're preparing yourself for the day, when you look in the mirror, remind yourself, you are in war. But God told us exactly how we are to overcome the world. Overcome the world. He told us exactly how we are to overcome the world. He says, whosoever believeth that Jesus is the Christ is born of God. And everyone that loveth him, that begot, loveth him also that is begotten of him. By this we know that we love the children of God. When we love God and keep his commandments, for this is the love of God, that we keep his commandments. His commandments are not grievous. For whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world. Are you born of God? Then you should be able to overcome the world. And this is the victory. You know that's what that feeling is about. That's why you're putting that bong up to your mouth. You want victory. You want to be able to overcome the fears you have, the pain that you're feeling. And this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. Look at that one. 1 John 5:1-4. Let's just take a look at that real quickly here, because I want to read it in the NIV version. 1 John 5:1-4 read, everyone who believes that Jesus is the Christ is born of God. So if you believe that Jesus is the Christ and that he's born of God, and everyone who loves the Father loves his child as well. This is how we know that we love the children of God, by loving God and carrying out his commandments. This is love for God, to obey his commands, and his commands are not burdensome. For everyone born of God overcomes the world. This is the victory that has overcome the world, even our faith. Who is it that overcomes the world? Only he who believes that Jesus is the Son of God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We're going to stop right there just for the sake of time, but let's get back into where we're at. Again, that's 1 John 5:1-4. Nothing is achieved without faith. See, there's only one place in which you can overcome the world, and that's the faith zone. We just read that. The faith zone. When you live in the faith zone, I mean, that's when you're really going. That's when you're really doing your thing. That's just like any successful person. You look at that person, Michael Phelps. When he's in his zone, I mean, the water's just, it's just like he's picking it up, moving it out of his way. He's just moving. He's just going. He's in his zone. You know? Nothing is achieved without faith. I've lived in the doubt zone. I've lived in the unbelief zone. You say it, but you just truly don't believe it. You believe that you say that you're going to be prosperous in your strength, in your health, in your finances, but you truly don't believe it. You truly believe the world is leaving you behind. You truly don't believe that God has provisions and plans for you to prosper, for you to be whole in all areas of your life. Now, I know it's quick for you to say, no, that's not me, because you stand up in with the praise group and you sing these songs about you believe. But I'm talking about now that they're all gone, just between you and your God. Are you living belief? If you believe it, you'll live that life. Remember, in order to live that life, you have to have true belief. And it shows in the way that you live your life. It shows. You can't tell somebody you don't know me, because if they're around you, we see you. We see who you live. We see who you're serving in your life, the way you live. We see what zone you're in. So the next time you think you're hiding something, you think that you have it all together hidden, you think that the mouthwash is covering it up, you think that the perfume spray that you think you got off of your collar, off of your skin before you walk back into your home. You think that the lies that you're telling in church just got all kind of different chaos and issues started. You think that just because you said, now don't tell no one I said it. You think that that is actually the way that's covering it up. You think you're hiding behind some invisible shield that no one knows that it's you. No one knows that it's you. Remember, God sees all. God knows all. There is nothing that you can hide from God. Nothing that you can hide from God. Hallelujah. I prefer to live in the faith zone. I prefer to live in a faith zone. If you're in the drug zone, if you're in the alcohol zone, whatever zone that you're at that's keeping you away from your faith zone, it's not too late. You still if you're alive today, have a chance. Try the other zone. Hallelujah. Try the other zone. God bless you. God keep you. We're going to go ahead and end our segment for today, and we're going to pick back up on this later on our next broadcast. But we want to thank God just for your love. Thank God for your word. Thank God that we can touch the hem of your garment, dear Father, with our faith. Oh, we thank God that the word that we've heard today, dear Father, is not just something that we're going to throw the seed on the ground and let the birds peck at and eat, but something that we're going to hold in our hearts, that we're going to really do a self-evaluation, that may we look at ourselves to see, what zone have I slipped in? Am I still in the faith zone? It's my spirit. It's my spiritual zone where I'm supposed to be. Where I should be. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord Jesus, and you're the highest. We thank you, Lord Jesus. We give you praise and honor. In Jesus' name, amen. Hallelujah. Now, if you don't know Jesus, have not taken that personal opportunity, and you say, Evangelist, I've listened to this, and I understand what you're saying about this faith zone, but I'm going to need some help getting there, and I'm not for sure if I am saved. I'm not for sure if I died today. I'm not for sure where I would turn up at. Hallelujah. People say, well, I don't know. I don't, you know, when I die, it's going to be, I'll just be dead. There won't be any more. I won't have to worry about anything anymore. It'll just be over. That'll just be it. That'll just be the end of time, and that's all. You know, do you truly believe that? Do you truly believe that in your heart? But what if you're wrong? What if you're wrong? Since you had nothing to do with giving yourself life, you had nothing to do with the conception, with the birth, not even your mother and father. Because if it was just up to the parents, every pregnant woman would give birth to a healthy child. Amen? Every pregnant woman would give birth to a healthy child. No one would want to give birth to anything other than that. So now, if you are in charge of that, then you're indeterminate. You should know your death date. But this is not the way that it is. So since it's not, don't you think that it's something beyond here? What if there's a place, eternity, that this is just a visiting place, but you're going to have somewhere else to spend your whole eternity at? Don't you want to be right with God? Don't you want to make sure that you take care of that just in case? Just in case. Just in case that you're wrong. I invite you right now to come before the altar, bowing your head. Hallelujah. Just giving prayer to God. Just worshiping the Lord. Because he is our God. During this time on earth, when Jesus was on earth, Jesus was always inviting people to become his followers. Do you believe that? He said to those by the Sea of Galilee, he said, follow me. He invited his listeners to come to him, to come by faith, to come for healing, to come for hope, to come for happiness. He said, come to me, all you who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. He said, if anyone desires to come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. Are you ready to deny yourself? Take up your cross and follow the Lord? Perhaps today you feel that Christ himself is speaking just to you. Imagine if he was in the room with you, giving you this invitation right now. What would you do? Well, sisters and brothers, he really is in the room. He really is inviting you to become his child. He really is inviting you to become his follower, his disciple. Hallelujah. I'm going to ask you to stop whatever you're doing right now. Courageously, don't worry about what anyone else thinks. Just giving you a moment just to relax. Because this is your time with God. Don't let anyone talk you out of it. This is your time with Christ right now. This is your time. He's calling you as an individual. He's calling you as a couple. Calling you as a family. He died for you and rose again. His blood washes away our sins. And he can give you new life if you come. Come to Christ now, where there's still time, while you still can. Just repeat these words. Dear Father, I'm a sinner. I ask you to accept me just as I am. Just as I am. I'm wounded. I ask you to accept me just as I am. I believe that you are the one and only God, and that you stepped out of heaven into mankind as Jesus, and that he gave his life where no one could take it. He gave his life for me. He shed his blood for me. And that blood covers all of my sins. All of my sins. I confess with my mouth and my heart that Jesus is the true Son of God. I ask you and I invite you to come live in my heart. Come live with me. Come be a part of me. Come take me to and renew my faith. Renew my strength. Remove me from where I'm at and get me in a spiritual zone that my faith zone can be strengthened. I thank you, Jesus, for loving me. I thank you, Jesus, for dying on the cross for me. This is the day that I start to walk with you. In Jesus' name, amen. If you've just prayed that prayer, congratulations. This is a new beginning. Your old slate is washed clean. Don't let no one try to remind you of where you've been. Tell them where you're going now. Open up your mind. You feel those new feelings inside of you that gives you new hope, new ideas. Don't be afraid to embrace them. Don't be afraid to stand there and understand that this is where you're going to be. Give God thanks. Give God praise. Because he's a good God. He's a wonderful God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. You can always reach us at 210-264-5287. Or anytime we're on the broadcast, 646-652-4916. I invite you to send me an email, prayer request, praise request, or just to say hello at walkwithmegod@aol.com. Again, it's walkwithmegod@aol.com. God bless you and keep you until we meet again. Good night. Bye-bye.